Welcome to My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. If you are interested in sharing your story in a future broadcast, send an email to yourangelicstories@gmail.com. Here she is, folks, your host, the one, the only, the also beautiful, Your Angelic Karma.
We are back in the house, my house. Welcome back to My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. And we're going to talk about men and we're going to talk about dating. It's most definitely going to be out of the box. And I just want to say, algunos de los latinos son tan calientes con su pelo oscuro y sus ojos bien cafecitos me mueven. I like foreign men, and some of the Latino men most definitely are hot to trot. You know, some of them, they got it going on now. And it's, so how many of you have been looking? How many of you have been checking out the Latinos? A lot of people, they talk about Asian men being up and coming, most definitely being attracted. A lot of people, like a lot of women being attracted to Asian men. I hadn't really been checking out any Asian men, but I do love Latino men. I love foreign men. I like the foreign kind that weren't born on American soil. I told you all this throughout the podcast, the last 3 years I've had the podcast. I like it when they're born in their own country. They were raised in their own country. They went to school in their own country. They were adult males right when I met them like that. I like them like that. I like the truth. I like that authenticity, you know. Is so how many of you have been checking out the Latinos and that dark hair? Those dark eyes, it's just so a beautiful and perfect combination. And their complexions are most definitely also beautiful like that. I like them. They look good. They have a little bit of something going on with them. They have a little flavor, a little spice from whatever country they are originally from. That little spice, that culture spice from their country, most definitely it really attracts me. So I am most definitely attracted to them. And the question is, what is it like to date someone from outside of your race? And a lot of people answering this question, and I was like, when they would start off and say, well, I never dated anyone from outside of my race, but I think that it would be like dating anyone. Okay, so if you haven't dated anyone from outside of your race, you can't answer the question. The question is, what is it like to date someone outside of your race? You can't say, well, I've never dated outside of my race, but I feel like it would be dating anyone else. The question will be best answered by people that have dated outside, because they could give you the true experience. Now, so it... You know, it's like, what is it like to drive a car? I don't know, but I think it would be like riding a bicycle. Okay. When the people that know how to drive and have driven cars will be best to answer the question like that. So we're going to talk about dating outside the race and what is it like. And a lot of people that answer this question, they were talking about dating within the United States outside the race like that. Okay, I can't answer that question. I can't tell you how it is to date a white man like that. I can't tell you how it is to date anybody of any other foreign-born person or person that have foreign-born parents, or they were born here in the United States, but they have a different, they're not white American. I can't tell you that because I've never dated like that or been in any type of long-term relationship like that. But you all know that I have married someone and dated someone before that marriage that was from a different country, and they were also from a different race. They were considered by American standards as European. One of them was most definitely mestizo, like that. That's like being mixed race, European and Native American, like that. So, and he was most, but he would be considered and looked at as white by appearance. The other one was, both of them considered by white by American standards. So, and it wasn't like dating anybody. There were a lot of differences. There were a lot of differences. One, they spoke their own language, so there was a language difference. Two, they look different. Three, they have a different mentality than not only me as a woman, but them coming from their respective countries. So they had a different outlook on romantic relationships. They had a different life view, and they spoke a different language. They looked different like that. They ate differently. So there were a lot of differences. It wasn't like just dating any other human. There were a lot of differences that you can't ignore when you're living with the person every day. Did that stop the marriage or the dating? No, but there were a lot of differences like that. My viewpoint is that, hell, there were a lot of differences. You're dating somebody from a different race in a different country on top of that. Besides both being human, there are still a lot of differences. So there were a lot of differences, you know, and I think that made the relationship a little bit more, for me, it made a little bit more interesting. There was most definitely a lot to learn from one another. There was something new to discover every day. You look at them, because I was married to him for 22 years. You look at them every day. And also the thing is that I told y'all in the past that he could not get over my hair like that. And he would say a lot of funny things. He would be like, okay. He would say a lot of funny things. Like if you went to get your hair done and I have naturally curly hair. I never wore extensions or weaves or things like that. I have naturally curly hair. The whole entire years that we were together, I had my naturally curly hair. But I would make it straight through the banding method. And I told you, I don't wear weaves or extensions or get my hair straightened or anything like that. But I would stretch the curl by using the banding method. And if I would do my hair in a style where it was straight, he would say, that's not a style. He would say, well, the curly hair, that was the style. That hair looks just like his hair, like that. And he would say that his hair looked like a cat had licked it, or that when he would come out of the shower or get out of the pool, he would say that his hair looked like a wet cat, and that the curly hair was the actual style. That straight hair, that's not a style. That's just straight hair, like that. So that's what he would say. He would say those types of things. He couldn't get over the hair. The entire many years that we were married, he just could not get over the hair. When I went to his country, I told y'all that, and lived there for 9 years, the women, they would be touching my hair all the time. I would be in line at the store. I would feel their hands just touch my hair. And they would be asking me in Spanish, can you do my hair like that? How did you get your hair like that? Can you do my hair like that? I was like, it grows out of my scalp like this, like that. It's just curly. There's nothing I do to it. Like that, if I were to do something to it, it would be like maybe to make it straight, to stretch the curl out of it. So they couldn't get over the hair. They couldn't get, it was the hair thing was something big. For his family also, it was about the hair, wanting to touch the hair like that. So it was the hair. The differences, we weren't pretending we're human, so there is no difference. There was a lot of differences like that. And that's what made it interesting. That's what kept the relationship interesting. Always something to learn, always something new, a completely different mentality, a completely different upbringing that you could find in the United States within your own country also, but it's very different when a person is from a different country. So it was very different likes, different food also. So I learned to cook a lot of foods from his country. He most definitely got accustomed to eating food from the United States like that, because he was not born or raised here. So it was a very interesting, very different type of relationship like that. So it was different. It was strange. It was unique. It was a learning experience that if the two people had not been from different races and different countries on top of that, they would not have had. Like that. So my answer to that question, that it was a very different type of relationship. We didn't pretend that we were just humans. We knew that he was from a different country and was a different race, and I was from a different country and I'm of different race, like that. So it made the relationship quite different. You know, I learned a lot about his country, living in it 9 years. He learned a lot about the United States, the many years that he lived here and living in the house with me. And our families were most definitely quite different. I come from a multi-generationally mixed family on my mother's side. You all know that. She's biracial and she's also multi-generationally mixed on her side. And I come from an African-American family on my dad's side, like that. So it was different, like that. When before my ex-husband met my mother, and I've told you all this a couple of years ago on the podcast, he saw pictures of them. He saw pictures of my mother. He saw pictures of my sister. And he asked me, he was like, I thought you said your mother was black. Why does she look like she's from Honduras? I had not told him that my mother was biracial. She was multi-generationally mixed. I just still told him, well, she's black, like that. So it was, and because he was from another country, he wasn't accustomed to the way of thinking here that, okay, no matter what, if you're not white, you're black. He wasn't accustomed to that. When I went to his country to live, they weren't accustomed to that thought process. That was the way Americans thought. They thought very differently, like that. So it was a very interesting relationship, a very unique marriage. It was very different. And it kept things where there was always something to learn. There was always something new to learn from one another, about one another's background, about one another's cultures. And how do you combine that into a marriage and both people live that way and be themselves? Because we were not most definitely the type of people that said, well, we're both human, so there are no differences. We weren't that type of person, that type of people. So we had to combine our lives, combine our cultures, combine our cultures of origin and bring it under one roof. It was kind of easy for me, because those of you that have been with me the podcast, I always talked about how me with the black community, the mindset, mine is most definitely different. I think it was due to my upbringing. So I didn't bring any of that type of community stuff into it. I wasn't talking about him, the plight of what the blacks had went through in the United States, because I don't see it that way. And I really didn't engage much when I was growing up. I lived kind of a sheltered life like that. Even though my father is African-American, my grandmother's African-American. My mother raised us and my father, but the life was kind of sheltered. Even with my grandmother's side, my dad's side, we only were allowed to be around family like that. So it was kind of sheltered. You never really clicked up. So he didn't expect me to behave like anyone else but me. Like, he saw me as an individual. So he saw me as an individual, and that's what I was, and it was quite different. And we used to have a lot of unique conversations like that. And he used to most definitely bring things to the surface about me that were quite surprising as it relates to how he would describe me and how he saw me like that. So it was a unique experience. So now these women are answering the question, and they're talking about, these are women, and they're talking about how it is dating someone from a different race, but within the United States. And, you know, which makes things also very interesting also. And my question to African-American women in the United States that click up, and it was instilled to you by your family about community. My mama didn't tell me that, like that. Okay, so you feel like you're a part of a black community like that. So what, and if you've dated outside of your race, What did your parents tell you when you brought that person outside of your race home? Or those of you, what do you that haven't dated outside of your race, what do you think that your black parents, your mother, would tell you if you brought someone from a different race home like that romantically? Now, where I'm from the South, and where I'm from the South, you didn't just bring anybody around your parents. I'm from a small town in Georgia. You didn't just bring anybody around your parents, everybody you were dating. You had to be serious with the person or engaged to the person to bring them around. The men were like that with the parents, the grandparents, and the daughters were like that with her parents and grandparents like that. So if you bought somebody home around your parents that were of a different race, or when you bought somebody home and they were a different race, and you all look at yourself as a community or were raised that you are a community, what did they say? What did they tell you? Or what do you think they will say? What do you think they will tell you? Somebody answers that question and says that most black women, or many black women, this person, JD, you cannot speak for all black women. You only can speculate. So I guess this is you speculating. Most black women do not date outside their race because of stubbornness and social pressures within the black community. Is he correct? Because rape of white men on black women. I've never dated a white American man. I'm kind of involved with a guy now. He's white. He is after a interracial relationship. Hispanic, and then an interracial marriage, Hispanic, and now there's a, talking with someone else, he's white. Now, he was raised here in the United States. So this is kind of new territory for me. So, you know, this is kind of new territory for your girl, because I like foreign men. So this is new territory for me. So things are moving most definitely slow. They're moving at my speed because I have a criteria that I want the man to match me like that. They have to match me but be different enough to keep things spiced up so that we can grow and learn and evolve with one another and grow and learn from one another like that. So the relationship won't get stale, so that it doesn't become bland. So it doesn't become boring. I like it to be a little bit more added to it than that, like that. So enough commonality, but also enough, something has to be different. So the evolution can continue to grow from one another, can continue the excitability, the learning from one another, it continue. That's how I am in romantic relationships. But I also, there's a type of, you know how it is when a criteria that you have because you're not dating just to date, you're dating to become married? Because I don't just date just to date. I'm dating with the intent of marriage again. So that's not something I'm going to rush, because there is a criteria that they have to meet as it relates to what I look for in a male, despite their race or despite their nationality, despite what country they come from. So all men will have to have this basic criteria of what I feel that I bring to the table and what I look for in a man to match that. And it'll go a little bit above and beyond that, like that, because I am traditional. I am conservative. We already know that. So JD thinks that he can answer the question. He states, because rape of white men on black women in the slavery days has been deeply ingrained in the black community, a black female faces extreme ostracization if she dated a white man. On the flip side, black men have been falsely accused of raping or even hitting on white women, face the noose from Reconstruction to the Civil Rights days. There is an ingrained chip on their shoulder, and dating a white woman has been the ultimate middle finger that a black man could do. Now, couple that with the fact that an obese white woman has almost zero chance in a long-term relationship within the white community, add to the fact that more black men prefer big women than white men do. Add to the fact that it is generally accepted that black men have larger genitals, and the BBWs face deep penetration problems during sex, is a recipe for them to seek out black men. Okay. What do y'all think about what JD stated? Now, I only can answer to the being ostracized in the black community. I already made a podcast on that. I would be quite surprised if a black man came towards me or anybody that was black with an opinion about who I was dating or married to, because I'm not in community like that. I wasn't raised that way. So I never had that experience. And he's also stating that he took it back to slavery, and that white men, that black men that are interested in white women, he's stating, is doing it like is giving the middle finger to white men. And that the white women are usually obese, and that black men like obese women, so they would, and white men don't want them, usually. This is what he's stating, so they would be a match made in heaven. Okay, that's what he's stating, basically. Woo! Now he states, the number of black men available for black women is greatly diminished by death, imprisonment, and their desire for white women. Now, is that true? Because in the United States specifically, we don't have that much interracial dating going on. It's a small percentage. People are usually clicking up with people that look like them. I am not one of them like that. But that's usually, that's the mentality here. So is he right? This results, he states, in the high-value educated black men operating in the land of plenty. He is in a situation of being in high demand by black women who are desperate for a relationship. So this desire for marriage is diminished when regular new sex is readily available. All of these factors make it very difficult for an average-looking black woman finding a black husband. This is where white men come in. The men like myself who prefer black women prefer the type of woman that black men aren't typically attracted to. We like the natural hair, no funky nails, no ebonics. We like the women that the black women that take no bullshit. We like the black women that are set in their careers. And you better convince me. We like the black women that have the attitude of, you better convince me that you are relationship material before I spread my legs attitude. That we like that. Okay. So he's saying that he likes black, he's a white guy, he likes black women that, he likes the natural hair. He likes them not to have the funky looking nails like that. He doesn't like when they speak ebonics. He likes their attitude of not taking any bullshit. He likes black women that are set in their career. He's attracted to these. And he likes them that have the attitude that, you better convince me that you are relationship material before I spread my legs attitude. He likes, those are the ones that he's attracted to. While I am all for the content of character being the number one component in a relationship, I cannot deny that there is something so beautiful and sensual about seeing my wife's beautiful dark skin against my pale skin, or her soft curly hair brushing my face. That's what I don't like, and what turns me off from dating American white men, or would turn me off, is that when they say that they're dating and they're married to somebody, the black person, white person, and the skin contrast, and I don't like that. Thinking about it that way. Because it reminds me of some type of fetish. Like that. I don't think that me and my ex-husband ever were looking at the contrast in one another's skin the 22 years we were together. And we were quite an attractive couple. Like that. So we weren't attracted to one another because of the contrast in skin. He would always mention to me that he thought that I looked Puerto Rican to him. He was like, why do that? He thought that mixed race women in the United States looked Puerto Rican. He was Hispanic. So, but he wasn't raised here in the United States. So we weren't into it for like the contrast of dark skin against white skin, like fetishizing in that way. So I don't like that. That would be a turnoff for me. If you look deep at most black women, white male, and black male, white women couple relationships, he states, you would notice radical differences between the two terms of education levels and divorce rates. Black male, white women marriages have the highest divorce rate of any demographic in the U.S., and black women, white male have the lowest. Most of the black women I have dated have told me that they refuse to date black men. Okay, now, so another thing. So when black men and white women are dating, oh, white women or black men are dating, they bring up black people in their conversation. And their attraction to other black people. So they talk about that. That would be a turnoff for me also. When I was married to my husband 22 years, I never talked about if I was interested. Well, any man that I found sexy, when he knew my type, because any man that he knew that I was going to find sense about that body for me, baby, he would look at me every time. He would like, and then other men, he would just, he know that, okay, she's not even thinking twice about that. He knew the type that I liked. He would like, look at me like that. And I would start smiling and blushing. I was like, yeah. I'm my type like that. But, you know, he was also my type because he was very handsome and good looking. So it was like, and it took more than being handsome, good looking. It was also qualities that had to mismatch a certain criteria that would be husband material for me, like that, a combination of qualities. So we never really had a conversation about how I felt about black men, how I felt about mixed race men here in the United States. Either. It was just, he knew that if I saw a good looking man and it was good looking to me, and he know, but no matter what their race was, he was like, cut his eye at me and I would like smile and blush. I was like, you know me very well like that. And I would give him a hug because he was also handsome. So that's the way that we were. So you all are talking about you not attracted to black men or refusing to date them. So you talk about see, that's what I wouldn't like about being in that type of relationship here in the United States, because you have to talk about slavery, and I don't care about that. You have to talk about, because, okay, what if you weren't raised to have those types of mental limitations? So you don't bring that up in your romantic relationships. So they would expect you to bring it up. And what if you don't say, well, I refuse to date black men, I refuse to date that type of man. What if any man that looks good and meets the other criteria that you look at as husband material, meaning financially stable for me, a good person, somebody that is loyal, career oriented, has already accomplished in life, because it will be around my age or my late 40s, and they're fine with their body and they're available, that's who I'm attracted to, despite their race. But I do have a thing for foreign men or my weakness like that. Foreign men are my weakness that are not born here in the United States or raised here, that are not Americanized like that. So you all are talking about these types of issues. See, that's what I don't want to have to talk about, black issues that happened a long time ago. If I'm dealing with a white man, I don't want to talk about that. I don't want him to expect me to talk about that. I want him to be looking at me as an individual. Because I'm going to be being myself the way that I was raised while I'm with him. Don't have any preconceived notion of what you think I'm going to think or what you expect me to say. Because you're going to be quite surprised like that. So I would not be comfortable in a relationship with them, because I would feel that I cannot be an individual, because they would expect some type of action or behavior from me that I don't want anything to be expected out of me when it comes to that. Most of the black women I have dated have told me that they refuse to date black men. The two main reasons are that there are far more educated black women than black men, and they have to go outside the race to find their social equal. Some still stubbornly persist and would rather marry and take care of a black man without a job and a criminal record than marry a white man and be called a sellout. See, I wasn't raised that anybody could call you anything sellout. I'm so glad I wasn't raised like that. I'm so glad I don't have that burden to be carrying around. So I wouldn't marry anybody that I would be taken care of or that had a criminal record that would stop them from achieving financially and making my life better and theirs a whole lot better. And we doing that for one another and combining resources. So I would not be doing that. Any man from any race. Most have simply told me that white men simply treated them infinitely better. This is nothing against black men, but black women are the least likely demographic to date outside the race. If a white man prefers the look of a black woman, of black women, he has to work harder to not only find her, but keep her. When anything is scarce, it is cherished. Black men operating in the land of plenty have to do no such thing because they are in such high demand. And white women throw themselves at them, the women that are attracted to them, the white ones that attract them. When there is plentitude of anything, it's viewed as disposable. Black women are rarely pumped and dumped by white men. Okay. Okay. So I don't know about that. So I don't know about that. What do you all think? So, and listen at this. Robert states, to some black men, a white woman is viewed as a trophy, a thumb in the eye of the evil white man. Some, but certainly not all black women are viewed as overly aggressive and lacking femininity. People on both sides can have a dim view of interracial dating. Years ago, a very young black woman at work had the hots for me. She would come out on the floor and chat with me. The death stares from the black guys were unreal. What made them feel like they could give her death stares? What type of black community are you all associated with? What makes people think because they share a pigmentation with you that they have a voice in what you're doing? And how does that feel to be a part of a society where that is the case? So, you know, so I don't know. Dan states, think for a moment about the thoroughly racist, thoroughly sexist history of the U.S. 150 years ago. White men were the masters of their houses, their plantations, and society in general. White women were subservient to white men by virtue of sex, generally couldn't vote, and so on, but were still white. But there was, I talked about that voting thing in another podcast that I made, that there were some white men that weren't able to vote either, depending on how much wealth they had or land or property they owned. Black men were subservient to all whites by virtue of race, even to white women. Black women were subservient not only to all whites but by virtue of race, but also to black men by virtue of sex. As things start to get a tiny bit more equal, the two groups closer to socioeconomic footing on that list were white men and black men, white women and black men. More recently, couples featuring black women and white men have started becoming a little more common. So what do you all think about that? What do you all think about that? Sheen states, this is Hollywood racism. Black men, white men, Hispanic men, Asian men. White women, Hispanic women, Asian women, and then black women. Black men and white women are both at the top of the superiority, whereas black women is at the bottom, according to Hollywood racism doctrine. Hollywood can brainwash people. The effect is huge. So, I really don't know. I really don't know. Jora states, is because we white guys tend to be lacking in imagination. Plus, we think race is more important than it actually is. But in my own defense, I did marry a Puerto Rican who was wheelchair bound later after she had torpedoed that marriage and we had divorced. I married a black woman who was Jamaican Panamanian. Unfortunately, that didn't work either, but the reasons for the breakups didn't have to do with race. I'm happily married now, but if I was single, I would still be open to dating women of any race. So, I don't know. And Larry, very interesting. He's a black guy. He states, I can only come up with two possible reasons. White women are more adventurous or open-minded than black women. That's why white women date outside the race more than black women do. That's what this black guy says, that white women are more open-minded than black women. Well, not necessarily, because I've been married to a man that is from another country and dated one before that, and I'm now dating somebody else that isn't black, and I'm attracted, highly attracted to foreign men, and that's probably what I would end up with. So all black women are not close. It depends on how they were raised. If they were raised where they clicked up in a society that told them what to do and who to choose and how to choose and mean mud them if they didn't, it depends on who their parents are is going to determine how close-minded they are. If they're still stuck in that slave mentality and slavery, this happened, then yeah, they would be close-minded. Number two, white men are less adventurous or open-minded than black men. So he's saying that black women are not adventurous and they're closed-minded, and white men are not adventurous and they're closed-minded. Side note, as a gay man in a black-white marriage, I find it amusing that this question doesn't exist in the gay community. So what do you all think? What do you all think? And I feel that you should date whoever you want to as long as they have their husband material. They want to be a husband. They know what being a husband means. They're ready to provide or co-provide with you, despite their race. And then if you are a type of person where, okay, you decide what you do and who you do it with, you will still have that criteria that you're looking for. And you're not going to settle for anything less than that. Somebody that is husband material or wife material, ready to provide, knows what providing means, and you two do that together. That's what's most important. And then if you, depends on your own status, you can have a little leeway and I want them to be look like this physically and I want them to look like that, you have more choices and things like that. And so I don't know how I would feel dating a white American man have hit on me a lot. You all have gone through my dating journey that I've been on for the last 2 months after my marriage ended. And I've been dating and I got a hit on a lot by white American men, and they were men of that had the that met the criteria that I was looking for. And some of you were like, okay, you're angelic, come, that's a damn extreme list of criteria. But I like foreign men. Okay. If they were white and foreign, I wouldn't have had any problem. But like American, I felt like it was gonna come with a mindset. I felt like it was gonna come with a mindset that I just don't want to put up with like that. So I would like the foreign ones. So I really don't know. It's something that I have to sit back and think about. So the question is, if you're in an interracial relationship, because you're the only one that can answer this question, how does it feel being in an interracial relationship? What's the experience been? Now, and when you bought your partner to your family, what did they say? Those you that aren't in interracial relationships, if you bring another person of a different race home to your family, what would they say? Or will you be honest enough to say what you know they will say? Like that. For me, mine didn't say anything. He fit in with my mother's side of family. People in my small town thought that he was her brother. I told you all that a couple of years ago in the podcast. People were like, oh, I didn't know your brother was in town. My mother's like, he is? He didn't come to the house like that. And they would look at my husband. She's like, that's not my brother. That's my son-in-law like that. So what would your family say if the person of the other race came home and they looked like they were from another race? Or what did they say, if you've already had that experience?